Apopo is a charity that trains African giant pouch rats for humanitarian purposes, with a view to combating some of the challenges faced by countries in the developing world. Originally, they trained these much-shunned rodents to sniff out unexploded landmines left over from wars in countries like Mozambique. More recently, their keen sense of smell has also enabled trainers to develop them into excellent detectors of tuberculosis carriers, so that patients can get diagnosed more quickly than before and receive treatment. Now these hero rats, as they've been dubbed, are being prepared for a new mission: search and rescue from sites of natural disaster. James Titko got the story from Donna Keane.
So basically, we're to go into collapsed buildings that might have collapsed as a result of earthquakes or something like that, and to find trapped human survivors. And what we train them to do is to go in, they give us an indication when they find a victim, and then we train them to come back to us where they get a reward, and then the human search teams can go and actually extract the humans so that they can get any healthcare that they need.
And what's that training process like of training a rat to be able to go into a disaster site and be able to help the search and rescue team find the people in trouble?
Yeah, so what we do for training the rats is we first train them in a very simple sequence of behaviours. So that involves being released into a search area where there's a human hidden somewhere. And what we want the rat to do is move as quickly as possible to where that human's located. They then pull a ball that's on the vest that they're wearing or the backpack. And that ball pull is the indication to us that there's a victim there. Researchers will start a beeper. And that beeper is the signal to the rat to come back to where they were released from because it's done its job. Then what would happen is the human search teams that will be going to extricate the victim, they'll have a very precise reading of exactly where that human is located, and they can go in and then rescue them as efficiently as possible.
You send the rats in with this little harness on, and they hit that button on it when they encounter someone in trouble and they get a reward as a result. How do you make sure they aren't just pressing the button for the sake of getting the treat?
We'll have the mock victims give them a reward when they successfully pull the ball when they're very close to the victim. And that's how we can really encourage them to only pull the ball when they're next to an actual person.
I'm assuming that rats are useful here because their size means they can reach people in hard to find places. But are there any other reasons that rats in particular are so suited for this job?
They have a sense of smell comparable to dogs, and they're also just as trainable as dogs. And we know that search dogs have been used for a very long time for search and rescue efforts very, very effectively. But as you say, our rats have this advantage that they're very small. So we hope that they'll actually get inside and penetrate the debris and get very close to the humans that are trapped there so that we can get a very accurate reading of where they are.
How long do you think it might take before we're seeing rats deployed in disaster sites?
The amount of time for training varies quite widely across our project. So it's very hard to guess when we're still in development how long that might take. So, for example, for landmines, it takes around 9 months to a year for a rat to be trained. And I know for search and rescue dogs, it takes around a year and a half. So I'm estimating something maybe in between those two amounts of time.
You've got rats sniffing around for unexploded mines, seeking out cases of TB, and now they're joining the search and rescue team. Is there anything else in the pipeline that these rats might be capable of in the future?
My colleague, Dr. Izzy Stott, she's actually training the rats to detect smuggled wildlife. So that's hoping to be operational in shipping ports and things, where they'll be training them to seek out animal products such as pangolin, which is one of the most trafficked animals in the world, in order to try and reduce poaching and illegal animal trafficking. But the other two projects that I'm leading, there's also soil contamination, training the rats to detect petroleum hydrocarbons in soil for environmental cleanup. And we're also training them to detect brucellosis, which is a disease that commonly affects livestock, but it can also be passed to humans.
Hey, und was ist mit dir? Hast du auch etwas zu erzählen? Dann bist du eigentlich schon ein Podcaster oder eine Podcasterin. Du weißt es nur noch nicht. Egal, ob du dich einfach gern intensiv mit FreundInnen unterhältst, der Welt deine Leidenschaft näher bringen möchtest oder vielleicht auch dein Geschäft ausbauen willst. Das alles kann wertvoller Gesprächsstoff für einen Podcast sein. Mit Acast ist es kinderleicht, deine eigene Show zu starten. Produziere deinen eigenen Podcast, lass dein Publikum wachsen und verdiene auf allen Plattformen wahres Geld damit. Geh einfach auf acast.com, um kostenlos durchzustarten.